The views and opinions expressed here on Wrestling Wind Down are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of any other agency, organization, employer, or company. What's up, guys? It's Lo, and you are tuned in to Wrestling Wind Down, a female-founded and hosted podcast dedicated to professional wrestling and our favorite adult beverage. There is no other season like WrestleMania season, and we are less than 1 month away from WrestleMania 40. From outfits to travel to shows, planning a whole weekend full of wrestling can be extremely overwhelming. But fear no more. We are here with a bad bitch guide to WrestleMania. I am joined by Muna, who has been to a couple WrestleManias as well as other premium live events hosted by WWE, and she is spilling the wine on all of her tips and tricks that she utilizes when going to a big event. I highly recommend that you get your pen and notebook ready because Muna is about to school us on how to be a bad bitch at WrestleMania. And even I, someone that has gone to WrestleMania 2 times before, learned something in this episode. So grab your favorite glass of bubbly. We're going in for the 3 count. We are back with another episode of Wrestling Wind Down. It is so crazy to think that WrestleMania season is right here. WrestleMania is a month away, and I'm so honored to be joined by somebody who has experience with planning out WrestleManias, going to WrestleManias. I feel like I need her in my life because sometimes when you see all of these events going on for Mania, you have no idea where to go, what time it's at. I am so honored to be joined by Muna. You might have seen her on TikTok. She goes all over to wrestling shows. She goes to different events as well as different places within the areas, which I really like. Muna, welcome to Wrestling Wind Down. How are you?
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. It's so good to be here.
Let's talk about it. How many WrestleManias have you attended so far?
Yes. So far I've been to 2. I went to WrestleMania 38 and I went to WrestleMania 39. And then I'll be planning to go to WrestleMania 40, which is in about a month.
How do you make the tough decision each year of what shows to attend? Because I've seen that you've gone to other shows other than WrestleManias, and do WWE events usually take the precedence over independent shows, or are you kind of like an equal opportunist? You'll go to anything.
This is the thing, right? I am a WWE girl through and through. So I follow WWE. So they're the ones that are like, here's the tickets now. Here's the tickets now. So like, you're able to grab everything early. So I'm like, okay, this is perfect for me to go to SmackDown, go to Raw, and WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. But this year, I want to change it up, and I do plan on going to an independent show. I believe it's one Friday night, and I want to check it out because I'm like, I do want to switch up my plans a little bit this year.
What made you want to check out the independent scene during WrestleMania weekend? I mean, WrestleMania weekend is definitely one of the busiest weekends in professional wrestling. And people typically either A, they go down that WWE route where they don't check out independent shows, or they're mainly going to independent shows and they might not even go to WrestleMania.
Right. So this year I've been seeing a lot of independent shows promoting really early. The same time that WrestleMania was coming around and doing pre-sale tickets for WWE, a lot of independent shows were like, tickets are out now for this show and certain shows that's going to be around Philadelphia. So I was like, okay, great. Let me check them out. Let me see what's going on. And that's what kind of took my attention this year. And I follow a lot of independent wrestlers on social media. So they're reposting, they're promoting, their friends are promoting and reposting, interacting with the event. So I'm like, okay, this is bringing more eyes to the show. So I'm like, yeah, I want to switch it up this year. So I think out of all the shows, I think I'm going to do one independent show, at least one.
Are there any must-do events outside of the WWE events that you go to every year when you go to WrestleMania? You know, you have Wale Mania. This year, there's a wrestling nightclub that will be happening. Yes. Those extracurricular events that are kind of surrounded the WrestleMania weekend, but they're not technically wrestling shows, right?
Right. Correct. Definitely. The ones you named are perfect. And you actually named the one I was going to say is Wale Mania. Wale Mania is a must when you're coming to WrestleMania weekend because it's really just a great kickoff into the weekend, what to expect. So people can call Wale Mania a concert or a party, but basically it's just a celebration. It's like for wrestling fans who love wrestling and love the culture. And it's just a great way to listen to wrestlers come on stage and interview them. Or some wrestlers just come out and just give messages saying, you know, thanks for coming out and they're happy to be here. And you're also being entertained. They have music in between. And sometimes you even see wrestlers passing through. It's just a great environment. It's like a reunion, kind of. It's like, wow, like everyone's here having a great time. The vibes are immaculate. While they mean that you have to go, like, it's funny because actually this year I'm coming in a day earlier just so I don't miss Wally Mania, because last year I was a little bit late. I was like, this year, I was like, I'm opening the doors with them this year. So definitely Wally Mania is a must. It is such a must.
So with Wally Mania, you have the GA tickets, you have the VIP tickets, you've gone before. What do you recommend for somebody who has never been to Wally Mania? What ticket should they get? Should they get a GA or should they get VIP?
Honestly, it's all about your comfort level. Me personally, it's going to be a couple hours of the event. So I like VIP. 2022, when I went for Dallas, I did VIP. Last year, I did VIP. And it's just comfortable because there's like a lounge area that you can sit down and relax in between, you know, stand up and sitting down. I think it's more organized in a sense in VIP. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, GA, you're standing around, so a lot of people around you. And it's just all about comfort. I don't like standing for too long. And I don't like to be surrounded by too many people. I like to, like, you know, go in and out the crowd. So VIP for me is way more comfortable.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. So I've gone to two Wally Manias as well. I went to the one in Dallas. I did GA. And then last year I went to the one in LA. I did VIP. I recommend VIP personally because me too, I don't like standing for that long. Mm-hmm. And you're a little bit more crammed in the GA area. It's just like if you go to a regular concert, right? Like the GA area, it's a lot more concentrated with people. You don't really have room to yourself. But I feel like in the VIP area, you know, you have places to sit. You have your own dedicated bar. And I know the ticket is a little bit more than the GA, but I feel like the experience of it all is worth it, right? You want to be comfortable when you go to an event that's like 3 or 4 hours long. And I'm going to tell you right now, standing for 3 or 4 hours mm-hmm. is not comfortable.
Like definitely, like that's, I agree totally. Like it's just what you are comfortable with, but mm-hmm. it's nothing like just going in and out the crowd and just being surrounded by it for like 3-4 hours.
Right. Like I said, you do a lot of wrestling oriented stuff in this weekend, but it also looks like you go to these different mom and pop shops, coffee shops, restaurants, etc. while you're in the area. Do you keep an agenda or like an itinerary when you're planning this out, or do you kind of go with the flow of things?
Great question. Thank you for asking me that. I am a planner through and through. I love, love, love planning ahead of time. The minute they announce the location of an event, I'm instantly on Google looking up places I want to go to. I'm someone who likes to do things that are known within the city. For example, I know Dallas for WrestleMania 38, you know, Texas is barbecue. So I was just on the computer looking up barbecue spots and I came across a great barbecue spot, which I really enjoyed. As far as LA last year, you know, I like to do things of the city. So I went to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I went to a well-known breakfast spot. Like you said, I really like to just go to mom and pop shops or things that are unique to that area. That's the main thing. But one thing I really like looking up is brunch spots. I love brunch.
Oh, yes, girl. Yes.
Of course, I follow you. So I'm like, oh, she loves brunch like me. They love brunch like me. I was like, I'm a brunch girl. I like to find the best brunch spots with mimosas, eggs, you know, just the whole nine yards of a great breakfast experience. So that's like my number one thing I look up is brunch.
So when you're starting to plan, do you use a specific program or anything like that? Because I know with me and I know with my friends, we usually will do like a Canva itinerary, right? So we'll have our flights, our rental car, our hotel, and then we have it by day. Sometimes it's broken down by hour if it's a really crazy weekend, but we haven't done that recently by hour. We've pretty much been like, okay, we'll go to this event. We might get lunch here. We'll go visit here and then we'll go to the next event. How descriptive are you, A, when you start planning? And then what program do you use to just keep everything together?
Yes. So that's actually a good tip. Canva. I usually do Word doc. Okay. So I just same thing day by day and sometimes hour by hour, especially if it's a certain event that's happening. So I know what I'm doing before and after. Mm-hmm. But Word document is really my best friend. I have one sheet where I just write down things that I want to do, places I want to eat, and just extracurricular things I like to write down so I don't forget.
Yeah.
Then I have a separate sheet where it's like day by day. Okay, Monday, I'm going to go get something to eat. Later on, I'm going to go to a show. Tuesday, I want to go to the museum. And then after, I want to go to a show. I have two different sheets where it's just a list of everything. And then the next one is a day by day itinerary. And I keep that on my phone so I can just scroll while I'm going. And I also print a physical copy just so I can check things off as well.
Right. What have been some of your favorite local places to check out within your travels?
I remember there was one I went to. This is Royal Rumble, I found a nostalgia bar. It was a local spot called Be Kind and Rewind. It was a nostalgia bar that highlighted the 80s and 90s era. And they had Pac-Man, they had the arcade games. And I was like, this is the place I really want to check out because I don't have that back in Boston. I went there during my time at Royal Rumble last year and I had a great time. I also went to a bakery called La Panaderia. And it's just real authentic home-cooked food that I can just really enjoy when I'm on a trip.
Do you find a lot of wrestling stores when you're out and about, when you are exploring local places? I looked when I was in LA and I found a couple, but I didn't get a chance to go and see what they were all about. But do you like to go to these wrestling oriented? I've seen like bars, restaurants, shops. If you have been to any, do you have any recommendations? Are there any that are on your bucket list that you want to go to?
Definitely, I do need to add that to my bucket list because there's a few that I came across. I think it was, I forgot one of the cities I was at and I couldn't make it because there was so many events happening. And like, you are so crushed for time and sometimes you underestimate how much you have in between these shows. So that's something I definitely want to do for Philadelphia this year. There's one store that has been getting promoted nonstop since, I want to say, last November. So I'm going to go there Wednesday. That is my main thing. The first thing I do when I land in Philly is going to the wrestling
store.
Is it the
Suplex?
Like, that's fun.
Yes,
sorry, I didn't want to get the name wrong. So I was like, I know there's one store that just keeps getting retweeted everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great because I can never go to the other ones I found or the bars or like you said, like certain events I'm not able to go. So this year I was like, Wednesday is going to be my busy day where I'm going to go to all the wrestling themed stores to really just fangirl out. That's all I want to do. Just fangirl in there and probably get some merch, of course.
Hey, it's Iridian Fierro from the Rest Friends podcast and Fightful, as well as one half of Chardonnay and Chisme. Still planning those outfits for Mania weekend in Philly? Well, Wrestling Windown's got you covered. Whether you're a bad bitch or simply a hot girl who loves wrestling, Wrestling Windown is the place for your wrestling merchandise needs for the showcase of immortals. Head over to shop.wrestlingwinddownlv.com to shop now. Cheers!
As you talk about on your social media platforms, you do have lupus. And I wanted to ask you, are there any extra precautions or do you have to do anything different when you start preparing for an event or even when you're at the events, right? Do you have to take any type of precautions or, you know, really watch yourself to make sure that you're not getting too overwhelmed or that you're feeling fine? How do you keep yourself in check? Because I know there are other wrestling fans who have lupus or they have other medical concerns that doing all of these events a long weekend could be something that either bothers them or they're nervous about?
That is a great question. Definitely, there's a lot of precautions that go into planning a trip because with lupus, one thing about it, it's sporadic. So the week of, you can be fine. And like a few days before a trip, it's like sometimes your health can decline. One thing I do is just I make sure I prioritize my sleep. That's one thing I do not compromise. If I have to miss an event or I have to say, okay, I can't make this event because I have to rest for the next day, that's something I'm going to do because your body's going to feel it like immediately. I don't want to feel like I'm going to be crashing at a show or I feel like I'm running on E the majority of the time. As far as planning, one thing about me, I bring my cane with me. I bring in my carry-on just in case, you know, if the worst happens where I'm having mobility issues, I'm going to bring my cane with me. That's one thing about me. I'm going to step with my cane. So I'll bring a cane to a show and just make sure I'm fine because I don't want to pay for an event or plan an event and I can't make it.
Right.
So those are the precautions I do. One thing I just tell myself is don't stress out as well. This is why I plan my events way ahead of time, way in advance. Like I said, once WWE announced where they're going to go, I'm immediately taking a week to myself each week to just plan different things I want to do. Because I don't want to be stressed out. I don't want to feel like I'm running out of time. I just want to be as stress-free as possible because I love wrestling. So I don't want to be stressed while I'm going to something I enjoy watching.
Right. So do you typically travel by yourself or do you like to travel with other people? I've seen different individuals. Sometimes they prefer to be by themselves to go to stuff because it makes it a little bit more flexible. You know, they're not waiting on other people, but then other people prefer to travel in groups. You know, they might have like their wrestling crew or something like that, that they go to shows and events with.
Yes. So I'm a solo girl right now, but I do have people who I meet at shows or I run into at the events. But when I'm flying in solo because no one else I know in Boston right now is a big wrestling fan like how I am.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I usually just fly in from Boston and I link with people who I've seen interacted through social media. But I'm at the shows. I'm chilling by myself. You end up talking to fans honestly, I can't tell you how many fans I've met and interacted with just standing in line for meet and greets or at the events at a SmackDown show or a Raw show or WrestleMania. It's been great. I tried both, but I'm mostly a solo. It's been mostly solo travel and I enjoy it. I love it.
I asked this in my last year's episode where I talked about kind of WrestleMania prep and all of that. And I also asked on social media, but I'm going to ask you because you've had experience. Let's say you're going to WrestleMania. You're packing your clear purse. What are five things you absolutely need to bring with you?
Whew, that is a great question. All right. First things first, my portable charger. That is the first thing I'm packing because no matter how good these iPhones are, your battery's going to get milked when you're recording. Mm-hmm. I like to record every second. That's how I am. I record from when I blink to when I leave the arena. I have no shame in that. Second one would be my wallet, of course. Then my lip gloss, my mask, because I have to make sure I'm around a lot of people. So my mask, definitely a mask. Number five, my glasses.
Okay, you need those.
I'm sorry. That should be my first one because, you know, the screen is big, but I like to get a nice clear view. So
yes.
my glasses are definitely in my bag. I got to see. I got to be clear. The vision has to be clear when I'm watching the pay-per-view. So my glasses for sure.
Those are really good ones. Those are some of the same ones that people had last year as well. I know hand sanitizer came up, tissues, perfume, deodorant, stuff like that, which I'm like, first of all, how big is your bag? Because
that's
I'm bringing
I'm
in like a little.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I'm like, you must be bringing in a little tote size because you are packing a lot. But you know what? A lot of that stuff comes in handy. I've gone with people before who they pack their small clutch size purse with everything they possibly need. And guess what? They're prepared for the whole night because they have a portable charger. You know, they have lip gloss. They have hand sanitizer. They have a mask. So they're good, you know.
Yes.
But other people who, you know, pack minimally or they don't bring anything at all, they're kind of like, SOL. So
yes, because my thing is you're there for a long period of time, so you have to bring the essentials.
Right.
And to be honest, those are the five I can think of, but I'm the same because I remember the first time I went, I brought a smaller bag and I was like, okay. Then one of my friends actually gifted me, my best friend, she gifted me a fanny pack. I was able to go through one of the shows. So I'm like, okay. So I just packed like same thing, hand sanitizer, my lotion, like I pack as much as I can, but like those were my top five. But you're set for the whole night. You're set for the whole night because you're there for like four, sometimes 5 hours on a WrestleMania night.
Many people, especially people that are attending their first big WrestleMania weekend, they get anxious with all the events happening like we talked about earlier. What advice would you give them? You talked about making an itinerary, making a list. Is there anything else that you think first timers or anyone just in general going to WrestleMania can utilize advice-wise?
Yes. As you know, first things first is planning an itinerary. So you know your day by day, or you just know you have a basically like a rough draft of what you're trying to do and you don't forget. Second one would be arrive early to these shows. Add extra time to your commute. Please do that. If a show starts at, let's say, 7 o'clock, try to aim to even to get there by 6 because between traffic, between Ubers canceling or, you know, they drop you off maybe like 5-6 blocks down. You have to walk down. You have to find your seat. You don't want to be running. That happened to me my first time where we got there maybe like 2 minutes before the show was going to start. So I wasn't able to get my pictures. I didn't get a chance to really record until I think it was like a mini break. So I went outside to take pictures. I mean, outside, but like in the outside area. Mm-hmm. But it's nothing like running and like feeling like you're losing,
in a rush,
losing time.
Yeah.
That is the worst feeling. And definitely, I know I said it again, but resting. Make sure you get some naps in between. Or if you're running out all day, get a good night rest because it's a lot of events. Like, you don't want to miss anything. It's your first time or maybe your second time, but especially your first time, you don't want to miss anything, but just make sure you're prioritizing resting and eating and staying hydrated.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so easy to be at a show and be like, oh, okay, I'm tired. That happened to me my first WrestleMania. It was Monday Night Raw. Within like the 30 minutes of the show, I have my shades on and I'm like, oh man, I forgot to take a nap before this. So yeah, definitely get good, nice rest or get your naps in between the day. Trust me, you're going to make it to the shows. You're going to have a good time. You're not going to miss anything. And just have fun. Sorry, one last thing. Have fun and take it all in. It's okay to be overwhelmed with emotions because my first WrestleMania, I was like, happy. Then it felt so surreal. And then I felt like I dropped a tear or two, just really finally being at WrestleMania, especially watching since you're a child. And that was like my first show I ever went to. So just give yourself a moment to like take it all in. And it's such a great feeling because it's like, these are all the people who love wrestling like me, if not maybe even more, that we're all here just really taking in the moment that we actually are at WrestleMania or at these shows. Just have fun and just take it all in.
Thank you, Muna, for joining me here on Wrestling Wind Down. Where can the people keep up with you on social media?
Thank you for having me. You can find me at ITL with Muna. That's on my Instagram and that is on my TikTok as well as my YouTube.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Wrestling Wind Down. You can find all of our other episodes available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you listen to your podcast. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at WWDCAST. Let us know what you thought about the episode. What was your favorite part? Until next time, enjoy your wine, and of course, enjoy your wrestling. Cheers!